morning. Let's go back to the beginning of the mission again on Ayin Vav on the base, even though we saw the opening part of the Mishnah yesterday. It'll give us a running start. The Mishnah is the start of the Parak. We said that the carbon toda, meaning the bread of the carbon toda, came from 5 sa'ah based on the Yerushalmi measure, shein sheish midbarios, that's 6 sa'ah in the midbar measure. The measures haven't changed. We'll talk about that more in the Gemara. Shtei efos, it's also the equivalent of 2 efa, because ha'efa shalosh sin, the efa is 3 sa'ah. It's also esrim yisaron, 20 yisaron, asar lachametz v'asar lamatzah, 10 yisaron being used for the chametz loaves, and 10 yisaron being used for the matzah loaves. And that takes us up to the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We said the asar lachametz, the 10 yisaron that are for chametz, so yisaron lachala, that's 1 yisaron per loaf, because you have 10 loaves. V'asar lamatzah, if you have 10 yisaron that are going to be used for the matzah, so v'matzah shalosh minin, the matzah having 3 different types, each one having 10 loaves each, v'matzah shalosh minin, chalas, rekikin, revucha, nimtzu shlosha esronim, ushlish l'chol min v'min, so it's 3 1/3 yisaron for each set of 10 loaves, the v'shalosh chalos l'yisaron, in other words, 3 chalos per yisaron. Uvamida Yerushalmios, if you go by the Yerushalmi measures, the amount doesn't change, it's just the numbers that you assign to it change. So Hayushloshim Kav, then it's 30 kav, Chamisha Azala Chametz Vachamisha Azala Matzah, 15 for Chametz, 15 for Matzah, Chamisha Azala Chametz is Kav Umachalachala, that's 50, there are 15 kav for 10 loaves, so it's 1.5 kav per loaf. Chamisha asar lamatzah, 15 for the matzah, umatzah shalosh minim, chalos urkikin revucha, we have 3 different types of matzos, each one with 10 in its variety. So, nimtzu chameshas kav in l'chol min v'min, that means you have 5 kav per set of 10 matzos, ushte chalos the kav, and therefore 2 chalos per kav. In other words, as I put it on your sheet, 1 efa is 3 sa'ah, is 18 kav, is 30 yisaron. And as long as you remember that, everything else becomes relatively straightforward in terms of transferring between the midbar measures and the Rishalmi measures. Why we even need to go back and forth and translate this and go back to the midbar measures is not entirely clear. By the way, I forgot to mention, Lili Nishma Sada Bas Obadiah. Perhaps the reason is because we're going to see psukim that give us the midbar measures, and you don't want to confuse people when the measures that we're using in Eretz Yisrael are different. So therefore we make sure to mention the measures in both systems. The first thing we want to know, though, is this source for this idea that the Eifa is 3 sa'ah. How do you know that an Eifa is 3 sa'ah anyway? HaToda Haisa Ba Chamesh Se'in Yerushalmios, the Gemara begins. The Toda was 5 sa'ah Yerushalmi. So Menahani Mili. How do you know that this is true? How do you know that the Eifa is 3 sa'ah? Arachista says, Yomar Kra, it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel Mem Hei is our source in general for what we're going to say over the rest of this Amud. Ha'efa v'habas, tochen echad yihyeh. The Eifa and the Bat will have the same tochen, meaning the same volume, is the point. So, Ma Bat Shalosh Se'in, Av Eifa Shalosh Se'in, the Bat is 3 Sa'ah, so too the Eifa is 3 Sa'ah, since they have the same volume. That's the idea. Now, when that Pasuk says they have the same tochen, what it's actually referring to is the idea the Eifa and the Bat are both 1/10 of a Chomer. But one is a solid measure and one is a liquid measure. In other words, Chomer is used within the solid system and Chomer is used within the liquid system. The Eifa is 1/10 of a dry Chomer. The Bat is 1/10 of a liquid Chomer, which I put on the sheet there to make that clear. So I know the Eifa is 1/10 of a dry Chomer. I still don't know how you deduced that the Eifa is 3 Sa'ah. That I still don't know. I still need someone to tell me that either the Eifa is 3 Sa'ah or that the Bat is 30. Or that the Bat is... I'm sorry, or that the Bat is 3 Sa'ah. Or the Eifa is 30. I need something. So, Ubat Gufa Minalan, how do you actually know the measure for the Bat, the Gemara asks? In other words, you tell me it's the same as the bat. Well, teach me something about the bat then. How do I know the bat is this measure? So, our first approach. If you want, I could try to take the following. You're going to try to say it from the rest of that pasuk. It's written, Laseis masar hachomer habat. Which means, and Rashi here gives it to you on the bottom, that the point is that the bat is maser of the chomer. That the bat is one-tenth of the chomer, and the chomer we know to be 30 sa'ah. He says, if that's your source, if that's your proof, from the fact that we said that the bat is one-tenth of a chomer, so you're telling me, I know Eifa is 3 sa'ah because Eifa equals bat, bat equals one-tenth of chomer, then I didn't need the equation to bat at all. Because Eifa nami yaksiv va'asiris ha-chomer ha-Eifa. In the same pasuk it says that the Eifa is one-tenth of the chomer. So don't tell me Eifa equals bat equals one-tenth of chomer, ergo Eifa is 3 sa'ah. Just tell me Eifa is one-tenth of a chomer, and therefore the Eifa is 3 sa'ah. Ella, rather, he says, that's not our approach. Chomer lo yadana kama. The truth of the matter is that chomer in and of itself wouldn't have taught me anything. I don't know that the chomer is 30 sa'ah, such that I'm going to know that one-tenth of it is 3 sa'ah. Hachanami lo yadana kama. But if that's true, then how do I know anything about the bat, and how do I know anything about the about my... How do I know anything about the bat? You haven't answered my question. Ella mehacha, rather, here is the source for it. It's another pasuk there in Yechezkel Memhei. V'chok ha-shemen, habat ha-shemen, the vav there doesn't belong, maser habat min hakor, aseres habatim chomer, ki aseres habatim chomer. That's it. That's obvious. What he says is, tabulating meiser, he says, when you're calculating the oil for the meiser of the bat, or the bat is meiser, I should say, excuse me, the bat is meiser from a kor. Now, kor, as it is there it's with a cholam. The kor, we know, the kor is familiar. The kor is 30 sa'ah. That we know. So therefore, once you tell me that a bat is one-tenth of a kor, I know that a bat is 3 sa'ah, and we equated the eifa with the bat, therefore the eifa is also 3 sa'ah. So the way that we learn the lesson is, eifa equals bat is one-tenth of a kor, and a kor is 30 sa'ah.
And why do we assume that the liquid mixture is
Right, that was what was really bothering me here. We make this assumption that the liquid and the dry should be the same, and right, it's usually not so.
It's volume, correct.
It's volume. So maybe that's the answer. It's a standard across
like
the line.
A measuring cup.
Right, even though in the Beis HaMikdash we distinguish.
Or wet measure right. In a measuring cup, it would be volume.
It is only volume. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they're using separate systems for their dry and liquid. Right? We talk about which ones are kadosh and which ones are not kadosh, and this one is on the Yisaron system, this one is on the Log system. So it's not so clear that we should merge them. But you're right. Here, that's what we're doing. We're merging the systems. Okay. That was the hardest part of today's Gemara. The figure out the Pesukim in Yechezkel. Omer Shmuel. Shmuel now takes us in a different direction altogether. Ein mosifin al amidos yoseh mishtus. He says, if you're going to add to the measures, meaning that until now, the gallon, the liter, whatever it was, the cup, held a certain amount. And now we decide that our standards are changing. The Bureau of Weights and Measures comes out and says that a liter now holds a different amount. The cup now holds a different amount. So he says, you can't increase them by more than 1/6.
Why not?
Well, that's the next two lines. You got it. V'lo ala matbeya yosem ishtus. You can't increase coins either by more than 1/6 to change the amount of metal in them. V'amistakir lo yistakir yosem ishtus. And also someone who takes profits should not profit more than 1/6. There's your onah line. So the Gemara doesn't concern itself with onah directly here. It'll come into the discussion. But the Gemara's main question here is going to be where we got this idea from that you can't increase the measures more than 1/6. The Sfas Emes asks whether the same thing is true for reducing the measures.
It's
I'm sorry?
It's
right, so we'll see. It's milagav. It's milagav from inside. We'll see. That's part of the Gemara also. You're figuring the whole thing out in advance. You'll see it. Just wait another few lines and you'll see. But this Fasemis asks, is this only about increasing or is it also about decreasing? His argument is that you can't decrease the measures at all. Because we're going to see. Well, no, but hang in there. But the Sfasemis is going to say that that our final reason is going to be a pasuk, which is only going to give us precedent for increase, not for decrease. So you're not allowed to decrease the measures at all. The Sma, though, disagrees. I gave you the reference on the page, and the Sma says that you are allowed to reduce because all the concerns we're about to bring for why you can't increase don't apply to decreasing. So keep in mind, keep that question in mind as we read through the Gemara. My Taima, what's the reason why you can't add more than a sixth? Ilema mishum ifkue afkue tara. Maybe your reason is because you're going to throw off prices. You're going to trigger rampant inflation. Rashi explains, if you can read the fine print about halfway down in the Rashi, shekshemagdil amidos yoser, where if you increase the measures more, matchil ashar lehis yaker mepnei yoseros hamidos, the price starts to go up because the volumes hold more. In other words, if you're paying for a cup, but now your cup holds more, then you have to pay more. That's not. It's going up in proportion. The problem is it gets out of proportion. Because it's not the way prices work. When prices start to go up, they don't stop going up because they're only going up by the ratio. That's not the way things work. They're going to go up more. Because someone doesn't necessarily realize the reason why the price went up was only because it was in proportion to the increase in the volume, and therefore he's going to start increasing it even more, and people are going to end up paying more because they don't understand. They just think that it's actually worth more, right? Like when they added the HST in for the gas, and the gas went from 96 to $1.04, and then it went to $1.06 and $1.08 and $1.10. There was no reason for that. It was just maybe there is a reason for it. I don't understand the gas prices anyway. But that's the idea.
What they do with the money supply? They increase the money supply so then the inflation stops.
Exactly. Well, maybe not exactly. I'm not an economist.
How often can they do this increase, or is this only allowed once?
So it is allowed more than once, but apparently it can't be. There is no threshold given for how long you need in between each adjustment, but each adjustment has to be 1/6 or less. The or less part isn't so clear either, but let's see where the Gemara goes with it. So his first concern is inflation, which, by the way, then won't apply if you're reducing it. It's only increasing it that has that problem. But he says, if that's your concern for inflation, then why do you allow a sixth? Don't allow any increase in the volumes. Any increase could trigger this. Rather, your concern is that sales will not be nullified. The concern is that the merchant doesn't necessarily catch on that they're using larger measures there. Someone says, here's my cup, fill my cup for me, and he doesn't realize that he's selling him much more in terms of volume, and he keeps the price down. And then he finds out later on that he actually sold it to him cheaper. So he says, I want to come back to you and claim Ona. So if that's your concern, V'ha'ama Rava or Rava, kol davar shebemida v'shebemishkol v'shebeminyan afilu pachos michdei Ona achozer. That's not an issue. Because even if it's less than, or say the 1/6 doesn't, I'm sorry, not that it's not an issue, but that 1/6 won't help you. Because when you normally do, when you measure something out by a volume measure or by weight, or you count it out, then any variation is grounds for reversing the transaction. That's the word. And therefore, your 1/6 doesn't help you as a standard. Ela mishum tigra ki echid la otagra ki echid la limtia, either diana or pseida, depending on your idea, or ziana, I should say. The Diano Hudlolimtie Rafhalo Boy Zabin Vizabin Tagri Igri. He says, wait a minute, maybe your concern is the merchant. You don't want the merchant to lose money. And not an Ona claim, but you're simply worried that the merchant is going to lose money. Why? Because as of now, when he sells, he's making back his investment. And now
the statement you said,
yeah,
terrorists and then a cop.
No, it's yes, that's correct. The don't worry, Mother, I can read it.
I want to understand it.
Yeah, so he's saying this. You're worried about the merchant. The merchant shouldn't suffer a loss, right? That's what you're worried about. not on null, but you're worried that he's not going to account for the increased volume measure, and therefore what he charges is going to be insufficient for him to make back his investment. Right? Mishum tagur yichta limtiye diana or ziana, so that he shouldn't suffer a loss. But I'll respond to you, diana hu limtiye, you only don't want him to suffer a loss. Rav chalo boy, he doesn't need a profit. Zavin bizavin tagrigri. Do you call someone a merchant if he buys and sells at the same price? It doesn't work that way. So in other words, you're not really protecting him adequately. You're going to allow him to be in a position where he buys and sells at the same price. You haven't actually helped him. There are two different ways to understand that. Either you're saying that he built in more profit at the outset, so don't worry about him, or you're saying that the protection that you've given him is only going to allow him to buy and sell at the same price, and therefore he's not going to get anywhere. He's not going to be able to profit. They're not called a merchant if you buy and sell at the same price. Ella Amar Rav Chisda, rather Rav Chisda says, the fourth and last approach, it's not about logic, it's about a pasuk. The pasuk that I have that is grounds for allowing me to change the measures at all says 1/6. El Amar Chisda Shmuel Kra Ashkach V'Darish. He says Shmuel found the pasuk and he was Darish from the pasuk. He learned it from the pasuk. The pasuk says again in Yechezkel Memhei. This is Memhei Yudbeis. V'Ashakel Esrim Geira. Esrim shkalim, chamishav esrim shkalim, asarav chamisha shekel, hamane yelachem. This is the way to read that line. The shekel is 20 geira. That's what he tells you at the outset. The shekel is 20 geira. Now, 20 shekel plus 25 shekel plus 15 shekel, a grand total of 60 shekel, is a mane. Okay? So if you do the math, that means that your mane is 240 geira. Right? Because it is 20 geira to the shekel and 60 shekel. I'm sorry, that's 120. Sorry, say it again. The shekel is 20 geira. The shekel is 20 geira. And it is 60 shekel times 20, which is 1200, right, 1200 to the mana. That's what you end up saying. But when you translate out into zuz, is where you go.
5 geras
is zuz, right. That's the important number. Thank you. So he says, that's your mana. Your mana is 1200 gera, which is 240 zuz. Mana? That's a mana? Masan vi arba'in havu. It's 240 zuz.
Sometimes 4 zuz to a shekel.
Right.
So the 60 shekels is 240 zuz.
Right, that's the other way to do the math. I mean, the bottom line is that you end up with 240 zuz in a mana, and a mana is supposed to be 100 zuz. That's where you run into trouble. Ela shmamina tzlas. So we have to learn three lessons here. First of all, shmamina mana shal kodesh kaful haya. That the mana they used in the Beis HaMikdash was double the size of the mana that's used outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, take it down from 240, that doesn't bother me so much, as 120. I still have extra.
From 100 to 200.
Work it the other way.
Rice is 100.
Okay.
So how does it get to 220?
Fine. Ushmami, no, you're right. Working it that way is better. Ushmami, no, mosifin alamidos, vein mosifin yosem ishtos. We also learned from there that you can add to the measures. That's what they did in order to get to this point. Rashi notes this is matbeya, but we're also going to deduce midos, volume measures, from here too. Ushmami, no, and we also learned, since you're going from 200 to 240 and you're calling it 1/6, there's your answer, shtusa milavar. The 1/6 is from I answered you before saying milagav. It's actually a shtus mil. It's milavar. Yeah. The 1/6 is above. You're going from 200 to 240.
Every five, you have another one.
So it's
right.
It's six. Because if you go from six
bits.
Yeah, Rashi said, right. If you go milagav, you don't have to get to 240. You would make it less than 240.
Right. The way Rashi puts it is the Shalhei Pa'am Arboim Eviu Mibachutz Arboim Pam Shishes, that you did 5 times 40 to get to 200. They had an additional 40 to get to 240. What it really should say is not Milavar. It should say Milagav. Read through the rest of Rashi. V'lo Amrinan Sheachlogua Masayim L'Sheish Halakim. We don't say divide the 200 into six. Tavi L'Cholchelak V'Chelak Shalosh U'Shloshim Zuzim U'Shlish. Each part being 33 and a third zuz. And then you add that would be shtus milagav. In other words, the way he's understanding milagav and milavar is, I think, not the normal way.
Either way, you take the final number, 240.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
That's easier to understand.
So it's 5 feet. I mean, at 1 5, you get the at one and add it for
right.
6. Yeah. So.
Either way, it does that. You take the final number, 240.
And the point is that it's 1/6
that's
of a whole bar.
That's translating in here. It seems sixth of the
final count.
Correct.
Or fifth
and
of
the bar would be
this doesn't have to bog us down. This is something that we've seen before over and over again in the Gemara.
Yeah.
The idea is that it's 1/6 of the total is what you're adding.
This is more complicated than the Sukkum.
The, nah.
No. For your mind.
The, so,
the
upshot of all of this is I have a pasuk to give me the basis for how I do this. If you really want to get confused, take a look at Tosfos Vashekel Esrim Gera. That'll throw you off more. Don't worry. Tosfos suggests there were two adjustments of the shekel, not just one adjustment of the shekel. But the upshot is we have the adjustments. We have the adjustment, well, then the lira, it should be counted in also. We have the adjustment of the coins, and Rashi says this works for the volume measures as well. Amar Ravina, one line up from the bottom. Masnisa Nami Deika, I can prove from our Mishnah. Diktani, our Mishnah says, Toda Isaba, Chamesh Sin Yushalmi, Oshin Shesh Midbarios. You see that? They went 1/6. Shmami, no, we see it from there. Okay, so the upshot of this first amud is that we figured out that the bat is one tenth of the eifa of the chomer, and the bat and the eifa are both 3 sa'ah. You can increase your volumes by 1/6. Perhaps you could also decrease by 1/6 if you take the position of the sma. And that brings us to a new mishnah about trumas lachmei toda mikulam. From all of the different types of bread you had in the Lach Metoda, Hayanotel Echod Me'asara Truma. You took 1/10 as your truma for the Kohen Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, the Ekriv Mimenu Echad Mikol Korban Truma Lashem, one from each Korban. We are calling each of the types of bread a Korban. Echad, it's got to be one. Shlo Yidol Parus, you can't take a piece, as we've already discussed when we said you could do it from the dough, but not from the baked loaves. You can't take a portion. Mikol Korban, from each one, Sheyukola Karbonos Shavos, that all of the Karbonos should be the same. There are two different explanations for what the same means. Rashi's explanation and the Sfasemes is that what it means is that each of them has 10 loaves. However, the Mefarish masquerading as Rashi on the page says that all of them are tithed at the same rate. That each one is tithed at the same rate. The next one is different. Shalo Yito Mikarban al Chavero is the next line, and what it says is that you can't substitute from one type for another. In other words, I can't say I'll take 2 loaves out of this one to give to the Kohen and none from the other. La Kohen Azarek is Dama Shlamim Lo Yiyah, and we say that it goes to the Kohen who does the Zrikas Hadam from the Karban, from the Toda. We just call it Toda type of Shlamim. Vashar Nechal Labailim, and the rest of it is eaten by the owners. So that's what we get from this Pasuk. I listed them here for you on the sheet, so you'd have them one by one. Tanu Rabbanan. But now, the Brisa says, Vehikriv Mimenu, you shall bring from it, Min HaMechubar. That means from the mechubar. What does mechubar mean? So Rashi says it means from that which is in a kli. You have to put all the bread together in a kli, and then you separate from that. That's called mechubar. Tosfos here, one of the proofs that Rashi Ksav Yad is the accurate one, is that Tosfos here quotes that as Rashi. Tosfos says it doesn't have to be in one kli. It just has to be mukaf. Like we said regarding truma, when you separate truma, it should all be together. So to here, it should all be adjacent to each other. It doesn't have to be in a kli. That's Tosfos' argument. I don't know then why we didn't just use the word mukaf instead of mechubar. Mukaf is the normal word. Nonetheless, the point is, they have to be together.
Does Tosfos imply like you have to like a mafa or something? Like you have to unite them?
No. Nope. Just all sitting adjacent. That's all he requires. The echad, you have to take one, as we said in the Mishnah, Shlo Yitol Parus, you can't take portions. Mikol Korban, from each of the Korbanot, each of the types of bread, Shukola Korbanot Shavot, they should all be equal, and again, as we said in the Mishnah, that either means that all of them have 10, or that you can't substitute. The Shlo Yitol Minak, I'm sorry, or that you can't, or that they're all tithed at the same rate, and Shlo Yitol Minak Korban Al Chaveiro, that you don't tithe from one set of 10 loaves for the other. Truma l'Hashem, and it shall be a truma for Hashem. So now we get to the fun part. Eini yodea mikamahi. You say it's a truma l'Hashem. I don't know what the percentage should be. Is it 1/10? Is it some other percentage? Harini done. So let me try to make a logical argument. Nemar kan truma v'nemar b'trumas meiser truma. The Torah uses the word truma l'Hashem here, and it uses that regarding trumas meiser. It says truma. So ma'la halan echad me'asara. There the ratio is 1/10. Avkan echad me'asara. Here too it's 1/10. But maybe you can make a different comparison. Nemar kan truma, v'nemar b'bikurim truma. The Torah also uses the word truma regarding bikurim. Malahalan ein lashir, the bikurim, the first fruits, there is no threshold amount, right? We say that in the Mishnah in Peah, in the Brisa in Peah. It has no shir. Afkan ein lashir. So to you, there is no specific amount that you have to separate. Just something. How do you know it's 1/10?
Why is he getting into this?
Because,
so is his question now that he's afraid that maybe korban might be
maybe korban wouldn't mean eight. Them maybe korban wouldn't mean each one
maybe
or maybe echad wouldn't mean one whole loaf
maybe that one is not a tenth
right they,
we know it's one but what percent
four loaves four types
of right but how did we know that there were ten loaves
one
we had that the other day though how we knew that it was ten loaves was it based on the 1/10 ratio. We had the other day. No, but when we said that there were 10 loaves of each kind.
1/10 through 1/40th?
No, every bread is one korban.
Right. You know what? We didn't have a source to say that it was 10 loaves for each kind. That was why. So he says, Nira Lemi Doma. Let's see which one it's more like. Is it more like Truma's Meiser or is it more like Bikurim? Done in Truma Shein Achrea Truma. Mi Truma Shein Achrea Truma. Valiochiach Bikurim Sheish Achrea Truma. He says, look, when you're dealing with the Bikurim, there are still other tithes to go with the produce from which I separated Bikurim. I separated Bikurim, I still have to do Truma, I still have to do Meiser from the rest of the produce. Whereas Truma's Meiser is the last step in the process for tithing produce. And this, giving of the lechem to the kohen is the last step as well. So therefore, it's more like Truma's Meiser because it's a last step in a process. Oh, kalach l'derech zu. But maybe I should argue it the other way and say, done in Truma haneachelas makom kadosh, mi Truma haneachelas makom kadosh. Maybe I should say the lachmei toda are like bikurim because they're eaten in the holy place in the Beis Hamikdash. Va'tochiach Truma's Meiser shneachelas b'chol makom. Don't bring me proofs from Truma's Meiser. Truma's Meiser is eaten anywhere. So maybe it's more similar to the Bikurim. So he says, Talmud Lomar Mimenu Truma L'Hashem. It's the word Mimenu. From it you shall separate the Truma D'Hashem. Uchsiv Trumas Meiser Mimenu Truma. Or Trumas. L'Gzera Shava. It's the Gzera Shava, the link of Mimenu Mimenu. That's what gives me the association with Trumas Meiser. And therefore I know that it's 1/10. So we've proved that it's 1/10. Now though, now we still eat another
truma. How do you know that regular truma is just anything?
It's not regular truma. It's about truma's meiser. Why not make that equation? The Gemara's going to ask that. Okay. The Gemara's going to ask that further along. It's going to ask about truma for midya, and it's going to be fun. The lamadnu the truma shi'achad me'asara. That teaches me that truma is 1/10. Aval eini yodea mikama hi chala. What I still don't know, after all, because we brought it only as a halacha without a source, is how much per loaf. How much am I using per loaf? We say 10 isaron for the 10 chalos of chametz and 1 per chal and all that. Harini done. So let me make a logical argument. Ne'amar kan lechem v'ne'amar la'alan b'shtei ha'lechem lechem. I actually compare it to the shtei ha'lechem because we use the word lechem in both places. Ma'la'alan isaron l'chala. There it's an isaron per chala. Afkani saron lechala, so to hear it's nisaron per chala. That's one approach. Oh, kalach l'derech zu, but maybe I should make the comparison this way. Ne'amar kan lechem, the Torah uses the word lechem here. V'ne'amar b'lechem aponim lechem, and it uses the word lechem regarding lechem aponim. Malal and shnei esronos, afkan shnei esronos. There, it's 2 isaron per loaf. Right? It's 24 isaron over 24 loaves. So therefore, it's 2 isaron per loaf there, and it should be 2 isaron per loaf here. Do I compare to shtei lechem, or do I compare it to lechem aponim? So nira lemi doma. Okay, you don't like my pasuk. Let's do it logically. Done in mincha haba chametz im hazevach. Mincha haba chametz im hazevach. Maybe I should make the analogy for the toda to the shtei lechem, because after all, they're coming with an animal, and therefore it's 1 isaron per loaf. As opposed to lechem apanim, which is standalone bread carbon. Or maybe not. Maybe I should make the comparison this way. Done in mincha ba me aretz v'chutzal aretz, the carbon toda, the flour can come from Israel or outside of Israel. Minachadosh u'minayashon, you can use new grain or old grain. Mi mincha ba me aretz v'chutzal aretz minachadosh u'minayashon. Use, and we should make that analogy to lechem apanim, which also the flour can be from anywhere, new or old. As opposed to the shtei lechem, which is the new wheat, and it's only from Israel, and it's only the new grain. As we discussed already a while back. So he says, all right, logical comparisons don't work. Use the pasuk. The pasuk says, from your dwellings you will bring two. This is the pasuk regarding the shtei alechem. Shein tamalomar taviu. The Torah didn't need to say taviu, you shall bring. It could have skipped it. Uma tamalomar taviu. Why does the Torah have to say taviu? Shakoma shatamevi mimakom acher hareyu kazet. That anything you're going to bring literally from elsewhere shall be like this. Ma lahala nisaron lachala afkani saron lachala. The measure is one isaron per chala, not just for the shtei alechem, but for that which is similar to the shtei alechem, and we are going to apply that to the lachme toda. E malaalan shnei esronos afkan shnei esronos. Well, if that's so, maybe I should say it's only two isaron of flour altogether. We should really make a comparison. Tamad lomar tihyena. No, because the pasuk says tihyena, and what we do with the tihyena is we take the extra yud. Rashi says here. We're going to see it again on the top of the next amud. But we take the word tihyena, so it shall be, and the idea of tihyena is that you have an extra yud. You have two yuds that are there to teach me that it's 10 isaron, not 2 isaron. It's gematria fundamentally. We'll see it more on the top of the next amud. So now I have taken two lessons. Lesson number one is that it's 1/10, like Trumas Meiser. Lesson number two is that it's 10 isaron, just like regarding it's 1 isaron per loaf, just like by the shtei lechem. Now we get to the third and last stage. Lamadu asara lechametz, asara lematzah minayin. And how do I know that the same thing is true, that it's 10 isaron for the matzah? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, al chalos lechem chametz. Neged chametz havei matzah. The Torah says you do this on chalos of lechem chametz, so it's on, parallel to the chametz. Parallel to the chametz, you bring matzah. So nimtzu esrim esronos lachmei toda. So it's 10 isaron for the toda bread, for each.
20 for the whole thing.
Right, I'm sorry, 20 isaron for the whole thing, thank you. Asara lechametz, 10 for the chametz, v'asara lematzah, and 10 for the matzah. Okay. Now we challenge each part. Maybe the 10 for the matzah should not be divided up into three kinds. Maybe it's all just one kind of matzah. Number one, it says you're going to bring chalos matzos, and then urikike matzos mishuchim bashamen, that's the second kind, and solas murbeches, visolas murbeches is the third kind. Nimtzu shlosha is so it's 10 isaron overall, which means 3 1/3 per variety. And therefore, 3 loaves per isaron. And all told, you'll have 40 loaves. You take 4 loaves and give them to the kohen. And the rest is given to the owners. And that is the end of this very long brisa with which we began the Gemara right after the Mishnah. So now we're going to go back over all these points. Amar Mar, we learned. V'ekriv mimenu, you shall bring from it, mina mechubar. We said that meant all together, maybe all together in a kli. Elamayatis, the Gemara asks, is that really what mimenu always means when you say it's mechubar? Dichsiv es kol chabod yarim mimenu. It says regarding, I think that's the par alam davar shel tzibur, that you shall separate out the fat from the carbon. It says, from it, hasam mai mechubar iko. What does that mean? You're separating it from the mechubar. How's that mechubar? It's like Rav Chisda said, citing Avimi, Dam Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Shalai Yinateach Basar Kodim Shiyitolei Murin, that you don't break apart the meat until you've separated the fat. The fat comes from the body of it. So it's exactly the same idea. Omar Mar, we then quote from the Braisa, Nemar kan truma, v'nemar b'trumas meiser truma. The Torah uses the term truma here, and by trumas meiser. So now we get to Muntel's question about comparing it to different kinds of truma. V'nelev mi trumas midyan. Why don't I learn from the truma by the war with Midyan? Right, in Maaseh, where they come, or Matos, and they come back and they give a certain ratio to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, they have one in 500 and then one in 50. Yeah. The whole thing. Done in Truma no Heges Ledaros, mi Truma no Heges Ledaros, Val Dokiach Trumas Midyan Shein no Heges Ledaros. We only go by a Truma that actually applies through the generations. V'nelev mi Trumas Chala. Well, then why don't I do it from Chala? And the Achronim here say also, this answer is going to apply to, hang on, it's also going to apply to Truma Gedola. We assume here Rashi says that we mean 1/24 as the shear for Chala. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, so they turn the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Dan in Davar Shnemar Bo Mimenu, Truma Lashem, they have in the margin, the Mimenu Truma Lashem, and Midavar Shnemar Bo Mimenu Trumas Hashem, La Fuke Trumas Chala Delo Nemar Bo Mimenu Truma Lashem. It has more of an association with the Trumas Meiser than it does with other types of Truma. And this will answer the question also about one of Truma Gedola. Actually, Tosus here also does it. May Aitam Anami, Lekalamela Fi Truma Gedola. Okay, so that's how I know it. Rava then asks an additional question. Boy, Rava, Trumas Lachmei Toda Chayavan Alein Misa V'Chomesh or Ein Chayavan Alein Misa V'Chomesh. Let's say someone eats Trumas Lachmei Toda inappropriately. Do I treat it? Yeah, correct. Hang on. The rule by Truma, by regular Truma, is that if a non-Kohen eats it, if he eats it intentionally, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. If he eats it accidentally, he pays for it and he adds Chomesh. Will the same rules apply to a non-Kohen who eats the Trumas Lach Metoda? Kevin the Iskish le Trumas Meiser, good Trumas Meiser Dami. Oh, Dilla Bova Chamishiso Mied Rachmana. Maybe on the one hand it's like Trumas Meiser, the same laws apply to Trumas Meiser about Misa V'Chomesh should apply here. Or do I say that no, the Torah says Bo and Vahamishi so regarding these payments and liabilities for Trumas Meiser, and it's only there, on it, its fifth, it, that's where you're liable, but not Trumas Lach Metoda. Midamas or Eina Midamas, if it falls into a mixture, does it render the mixture Dimua or not? To which he answers, Teku. Don't know. Should we run for the Mishnah?
No, we
have
done.
What? One way or the other?
Yeah, we're good.
We have We still have the minion? Okay, so go to the mission. Omar Mar, last point. The Tamil Omar Tihiena. You said that this Tihiena teaches you that it's Teni Saron. My Talmuda, what did you learn from there? Tapva and Chesabet Aleph. Omar Vietzak Bar Abdimi. Or Vietzak Bar Abdimi says, Tihiena Ksiv, because it's written with two yuds. The extra yud is what gives it to me. Like I said before on the Gemara. Ema Sarah Kafizi. But how do you know? That means Teni Saron. Maybe it's Ten Kafizi. Kafizi is a small volume. So Omar Rava. Be'isronos dibra kasev. No, because the context was a discussion about Isaron. Fine. Lamadnu, you now quote from the Braisa. Lamadnu asara lachametz. Asara lamatza minayin. How do we know it's ten Isaron for matza? Tamalom ra chalos lechem chametz. Kineged chametz have matza. You bring the matza parallel to the chametz. So he asks, wait a minute. The whole law of the chametz itself was a hekesh. V'chidavra alamid behekesh chosim alamid behekesh. Can you do that? Do a double hekesh? It's not a true double hekesh because you're learning from it and from something else. Because it and something else, that's not considered to be a true hekesh. That's something we saw back in Zvachim. The Hemenu v'davar acher is that you're learning teni saron from the Shtei Alechem, but you're learning 1/10 from Trumas Meiser. That's your Hemenu v'davar acher. So that's good. Well, that's fine if you don't do double hekesh. If you say that Hemenu v'davar acher is not a hekesh. El mandamar have a hekesh, but if you believe that it's still called a hekesh, then what do you do? Then what do you do? Taviu ribuyehi. The answer is fine, I won't rely on that. Instead, I'll rely on taviu by the Shtei Alechem. And I'll say that the taviu by Shtei Alechem was only there to teach about the Karban Toda. I'm sorry?
We said that we didn't need the extra word taviu there.
Right. No, it's true. It's taviu was recorded regarding the Shtei Alechem, but it's not there to teach me about the Shtei Alechem at all. That's what you're trying to say. Taviu is only there to teach me about the Toda, not the Shtei Alechem. So therefore, it's not really a hekesh. It's simply an extra word. And therefore, this is not something that was learned from a hekesh, and therefore it can indeed teach me something else, behekesh. And we'll pick up with that, God willing, tomorrow.